Thank you and good morning. Voters will head to the polls next Tuesday, at least those voters who haven't already mailed in their ballot for the 2016 presidential primary election. There is more to the ballot than presidential candidates, however, and in Humboldt County, voters will make decisions on local and state races, as well as two propositions, one local and one state. There are three supervisor seats up for election, and 1st District Supervisor Rex Bohm is running unopposed. In the 2nd District, incumbent Estelle Fennell is being challenged by Bud Rogers. The third contest is between two new challengers vying to replace Mark Lovelace in the 3rd District after Lovelace declined to run for re-election. Mike Wilson and Uri Driscoll are challenging one another for the seat, and as with the 2nd District race, if one of those candidates gets 50% of the vote plus one, they will win the seat outright. If not, a runoff in November will be required. An assembly bill that would require investment companies that handle California retirement accounts like CalPERS has passed out of committee and now heads to the assembly floor. Assemblymember Chris Cooley authored AB 2833 that would require all public pension funds to disclose the fees paid to various private equity firms, hedge fund partners, and all other alternative investment partners on an annual basis. State Treasurer John Chang said that Californians who contribute to 401ks or other pension funds are spending money on hidden fees common in the private investment industry. The bill will require all public pension funds to disclose gross management fees, offset fees, fund expenses, carried interest, and any related party transactions paid to those private firms. Local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol conducted a maximum enforcement period over the holiday weekend, and over the course of 3 days, 9 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. That's a sharp drop from a year ago when 16 drivers were arrested on similar charges over the same time period. One collision on Mad River Road just south of Eagle's Nest Road sent 2 women to the hospital with major injuries and left the driver facing DUI charges. The CHP reports that 23-year-old Eureka resident Miranda Lindstrom was arrested on suspicion of DUI and causing great bodily injury after she lost control of her Ford pickup late Sunday night. 2 passengers, 30-year-old Melissa Silva of Hydesville and 25-year-old Melissa Barden of Eureka, were severely injured in the crash. Kim Kemp, who runs the Southern Humboldt News blog Redheaded Black Belt, reports that the family of Silva has set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for her care after she suffered traumatic brain injuries in the collision. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
Humboldt deputies responded to the ShopSmart store in Redway after a transient man walked into the business brandishing a knife and then fled the scene with stolen food. 32-year-old Jeremiah Gene Branscom attempted to leave the store with a sandwich without payment, and when an employee confronted Branscom, he brandished a pocket knife. Deputies searched the immediate area and located Branscom, and he was booked into county jail for exhibiting a deadly weapon, robbery, and probation violation.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and he was asked to break out his crystal ball and provide some insight into the upcoming fiscal year budget. Candelario doesn't use a crystal ball, however. He and city staff rely on the hard data gathered from past years to make projections for the upcoming year. The city also gets some help from consultants.
We get some support from a financial group that's a consultant for us, HDL, and they help us look at the history, and they help us project what is going to happen for the next year. But then it's up to us as a city to really say, okay, well, here's what we're going to count on. And we do that based on the actual prior years, what we know we had in sales tax, and then what maybe the trend's been recently.
Just about every city manager you'll speak with points out that the conservative approach to crafting an annual budget is the best way to go, and Candelario is no different. Sales tax revenue is key for a city like Fortuna, but there is no way to predict whether a year will be a good one or a bad one, so it's best not to guess.
So I'm pretty proud of Fortuna. We do a pretty good job of that, and we get to the end of the year here, and we're seeing that our departments are staying within their budgets or even coming under. And that, coupled with maybe a conservative revenue projection, like we talk about with sales tax, we don't you know, bet on the, you know, the big sales year. And so that really helps us out a lot.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.